I'm Dan Klufstad. The number of COVID-19 vaccination sites across Illinois continues to increase. Health officials announced more than 340 new retail pharmacy locations Thursday. There are now more than 850 sites open to the public. The state partners with CVS, Hy-Vee, Jewel Osco, Kroger, Mariano's, Meijer, Walgreens, and Walmart pharmacies to provide COVID-19 shots. Meanwhile, Illinois administered more than 1.5 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. State public health officials hope to increase the pace in the coming weeks. Officials told a Senate committee 1.2 million of those were initial doses and about 300,000 were second doses. Andrew Friend with the Illinois Department of Public Health says they are preparing for shipments to ramp up.
Once all 100 National Guard teams are on board, are activated across the state, we'll have the capacity to do in excess of 900,000 vaccinations a week. Right now, we're nowhere close to that in terms of our supply. We're on average 280,000 vaccines a week.
Friend says they are also setting up storage freezers across the state to accommodate the vaccine once larger shipments arrive. In other news, the U.S. Attorney for Central Illinois is resigning at the request of the Biden administration. Sean Crawford has more.
John Millhiser took over the federal post in October of 2018, but with a new president, change is coming. Millhiser called it an honor to serve and says he will step down at the end of this month. The former Sangamon County state's attorney did not indicate future plans. During his time as U.S. attorney, Millhiser pointed out his office prosecuted high-profile cases like that of Brent Christensen, given a life sentence for the murder of U of I student Yingying Zhang, and 13 members of a Peoria street gang convicted for crimes like murder and drug trafficking. He most recently brought charges against a former candidate for governor, Sam McCann, for fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion. The Central District is headquartered in Springfield and covers 46 counties. I'm Sean Crawford.
The state of Illinois is encouraging eligible residents who do not have health insurance to enroll in an Affordable Care Act marketplace plan when the site reopens Monday. An executive order issued by President Biden allows states that use the federal marketplace to reopen enrollment in response to the pandemic. The order also allows people currently enrolled to change their plans. The special enrollment period runs through May 15th. I'm Dan Klufstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. As we continue to see closings this morning from Southeastern Illinois College, the buildings will be closed today due to those hazardous road conditions. Fully remote schedule will be in effect. All activities are canceled, and the Mary Jo Oldham Center for Child Study will be closed. Frankfort Unit 168 in West Frankfort, Carterville Unit 5, Anna Jonesboro High School, and Cobden Junior Senior High Schools will have remote e-learning days. Today, more on our website, and as we expect to see more snow Monday, we could see more closures into next week. Our website, WSIUnews.org. The Illinois State Police's Move Over Task Force is making recommendations to further protect officers and responders. The changes include an emphasis in state law that drivers not only need to move over when they see flashing lights on the side of the road, they must slow down as well. State Police Sergeant Joey Watson says the group also wants to make it easier to collect data on move-over violations and encourages more research into those solutions.
It's kind of creating that think tank where we're pooling our resources and getting a better, more diverse view of the problem from different backgrounds and different, such as IDOT engineers, such as traffic safety partners, through law enforcement, as well as vehicle technology.
The task force was formed after a series of 27 move-over violations in 2019 left two troopers dead. Watson says four crashes with state police squad cars have already occurred this year, injuring three troopers. For WSIU, I'm Leah Lerner.